Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world. Thank you for coming, where it's naturally supernatural. I wouldn't want to be in any other world. I wouldn't be in said word. You know what? That some of you might think is a Freudian slip, but it's a spirit slip. Because when I am in the Word of God, I'm in the supernatural. When I'm in the supernatural, I'm in the Word. When the Word is in me, I'm in the supernatural. I love being in the supernatural. And the reason you're watching me is some of you are laughing, but some of you are so hungry for God. My guests, Christian and Robin Harfouch, their middle name should be Miracle, because Robin had such a miracle. She was being groomed to be one of the spokesmen of the New Age in Hollywood, but she backed off on the worst day of her life. A 150-pound door came crashing on her. She'd be crippled. She was a star, a television star, dancer. She'd never dance again. Her life, she was ready to commit suicide. And somehow Jewish guy invited her to go to a church. And she went, she said that her last hurrah before she commits suicide, and no one prays for her, but the presence of God comes on her, and she literally becomes a new creation, and she goes into the church crippled. She walks out of the church totally whole. Storybook romance. She marries one of the pastors. They start a wonderful ministry, but about a year or so later, they get a prophetic word from someone they respect. And that word had a devastating effect on Robin. Her world came crashing down again. What happened, Robin?
Well, I was in a prayer meeting, and I got a word from this gentleman who I really respected. He had a very strong anointing on his life. But we went home together, and then about 20 minutes later, I completely lost everything. I'd walked without pain for a year. I was able to use my arms and my legs, which I was not able to use before I got healed in 1985. This was just 1 year later, and I lost everything. So Christian took me to my main doctor, because I had 23 doctors, you know, before. He took me to Dr. Silverman, my main doctor. They put me back into the intensive care neurological ward.
I'll tell you what, hold that thought for one moment. And I want to find out a bit about you, Christian. Now, I understand you were born in Egypt, but your family moved to Lebanon. But just before all the destruction happened, major destruction in Lebanon, your brother has a dream. Tell me about it.
Well, we were already planning to come to America. My mother, it was a beautiful, Beirut was like the...
I've heard that.
Yeah, Switzerland of the Middle East. And but we had a relative here, and both my mom and dad had a very strong feeling to come. So we were moving in that direction. But one morning, my brother woke up, and he had seen Jesus in a dream. At the time, we were Maronite Catholic Lebanese. Jesus told him, tell your family to get out of Lebanon, and he saw dead bodies everywhere.
Had you stayed, what would have happened to your family?
It would have been several years after the neighborhood we were at, within 3 years, was ambushed by radical terrorists, and many of my schoolmates were killed, and then others, of course, went into the resistance.
Okay, so you go to L.A., and you go from one war zone to another war zone. You learn the gang life. You learn how to defend yourself with the martial arts. You get into drinking and drugs, and one day you are high on drugs. You're smoking dope, and you're watching TV. What happened?
I'm actually smoking a joint. About 2-3 in the morning, and flipping through television, and a preacher comes on, and I hear him say, Christian, serve God. And my name is Christian, of course. And so I'm thinking, you know, I'm used to watching TV, but I'm not used to TV watching me. And honestly, I repeated the prayer, inviting Christ into my heart. We've always known that, you know, Jesus is the Son of God and all of that in church, but I never knew your nature can be changed. And so while I had I just made an altar out of the carpet and asked the Lord to come in, and that's how I got
saved. How long did it take for you to know that God had called you to serve Him full time?
2 years. I was born again in 77. In 1979, I read Luke 4:18, and I used to read the Word a lot, but when I read Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, etc. The presence of the power of God came on me and went right into the inside of me, and I knew that I can preach. I didn't know how much material I could preach, but I knew the ability to stand before people, have no anxiety about addressing them, and not even have to worry about the next sentence. That came. I told my family that I could preach. They didn't believe me.
I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to tell you something. The presence of God has just come into this studio. Now, the presence of God is here for a reason. And one of the things I know about Christian and Robin is they had an encounter with God, both of them, in which now they move into such a high level of the miraculous and equip others to move in miracles. Don't go away. We're going to be right back after this word.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Christian and Robin Harfouche. And Christian and Robin, what was happening to you was a nightmare. I mean, here, Robin, you have a marvelous healing. You've got a ministry of healing. Your husband moves in miracles. You move in miracles, and you're in the hospital.
Yes.
Christian, what happened next?
Well, we're in the hospital because we don't know why the prayer is not working. There's a confusion because of that word, and all of a sudden the presence of God began to come into the hospital room. Nurses were coming in every 5 or 10 minutes, but when this happened, miraculously, for about 45 minutes we were alone. That's when Robin was caught up to heaven, and as she was going through this experience, tears were just freely flowing from her eyes were shut. I was writing down, asking her questions, what are you seeing? And of course she began to
describe. You were the scribe.
I was the scribe. I was the scribe. And she was describing her visit to the city, Jesus walking her through it, and some of the things the Lord personally took her by the hand and told her about what's coming to planet Earth and the time that we're living in.
Before we even find that out, you asked Him, why am I in this bed? Lord, yes. What's going on?
Yes. I you know, when I got healed a year earlier, I gave, well, you know, you stop your lifestyle. You know, I walked away from every single friend. I walked away from the party lifestyle. I left everything. And so I was laying there in bed saying, God, you know, I've done everything that you wanted me to do, why am I here? And it was, you know, my lack of understanding of the scriptures, because I was only 1 year older than the Lord. And, you know, Christian was already a preacher when we married 6 years. And so it takes some time to understand.
Sure.
But the Lord, you know, He's so gracious. And His mercy is just beyond imagination. And, you know, He caught me up in a vision. He said, I'm going to take you in a vision. I want you to tell Christian that you're going to go into a vision. And He literally caught me up. And what I mean by that is sometimes, you know, you see things in your heart. It's like inside. But this was all around me, like underneath my feet, above my head. It was like I actually left planet Earth and went to heaven.
It's like Paul said, I know a man caught up to the third heaven, whether he was in the body or not in the body. I don't even know. I just know he did it.
Yeah.
And most people think he was talking about himself.
Yeah, yes, but yes. It's not really a question you ask, you know? Mm-hmm. You're just kind of there. And Jesus kept me by the hand the whole time. We walked through heaven, and I believe the part of the vision, because it was very intricate. I was there 45 minutes. And in heaven, you can learn a lot in 45 minutes. And but the part that I believe that God wants us to share today for the people that are listening has to deal with the spirit of pain and what had attacked my body. When Jesus began to speak to me in what looked like a throne room, he told me, he said, "There, a lot of my people," he said, are sick. They have cancer, they have diabetes, they have Crohn's disease, they have all these diseases, fibromyalgia, anxiety disorder. I mean, they're putting all kinds of names, there's new ones coming out every single day. And he said, but in reality, they have none of those things. He said, what they have is called a spirit of pain. And, you know, we didn't speak. It's hard to explain how we were communicating, but it was, I guess, thought, at the speed of thought. But he explained to me that what is sent to a person first is a spirit of pain. Then the pain comes upon the body. And then once the pain comes, then that pain is like drives them to the doctor because they can't handle the pain. So they think there must be something wrong with me. And then they start saying, well, my dad had heart problems. My mom had breast cancer.
Because the doctor asks you, about your parents? What did they have?
Yeah. Yes. And then he gives you a list to fill out. And it's like, you know, really long of what of what runs in your family. And then, you know, that spirit of pain is what Jesus told me is an open door to the spirit of cancer. Cancer is a demon. And then any other disease that comes in. So pain opens the door. The person says, yes, I have pain.
And so therefore, I must have X disease.
Therefore, yes. I must have X disease. And so pain opens the door. Now, what I had encountered was completely and totally a spirit of pain. And the proof of that is that what happened to me was an accident. I was hit in the head with a 150-pound utility door. I didn't have cancer. I didn't have, you know, any disease. So what came upon me suddenly, and it was very sudden, was pain all over my body, excruciating pain. It made my body shake. It made the ataxia come back. It made the symptoms come back. And all of a sudden, I thought I'd lost my healing. But how do you lose a healing when it's an accident?
It's an interesting concept.
You know, and so Jesus said, I want you to go back into the earth, be my eyes, be my ears. He said, I want you to tell the people about a creative, miraculous move of God that's going to come before the final catching away. And he began to tell me about eardrums and body parts that would be recreated and limbs that would grow out. And he said that it would all be done in front of the entire world. He said there's a medium coming, and this was in 1986. He said there's a medium coming of communication that is going to make it possible for the entire world to see things all at the same time, all at one time.
I read about that in the book of Revelation, but not for good.
Yes.
But you're saying this will be for good.
Yes, no, for good.
I know, I understand. Yes. I'll tell you what, let's find out when the two of them agreed against, well, you already know, you see Robin right now, when they agreed against this spirit of pain, what happened? Someone's neck was just here. We'll be back right in a moment. Don't go away.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Christian and Robin Harfouche. And Robin had a 150-pound door fall on her, and she was totally, I mean, she was ready for suicide. There was nothing. What was it, 23 doctors couldn't help you any. She goes into this church service. Power of God comes on her. No one touches her. No one prays. She is instantly healed from top to bottom. She marries one of the pastors, supposed to live happily ever after, but she has a false prophecy, And as a result, all the symptoms came back. She's in the hospital. Nothing, you know, in the natural can be done for her. Her husband's there. They're praying together. All of a sudden, she finds herself in the Spirit in heaven. She asked Jesus what happened, and Jesus said it was the spirit of pain. When you entertained that first pain, you gave a foothold to the enemy. So what did you two do about it? What did you do? You're the head of the house, Christian. What did you do?
We just simply just rebuked it. Jesus said, if you will rebuke it, it would leave. And by doing that, we were able to come in agreement, overriding that prophecy that had brought confusion. Instantly, Robin was out of the hospital bed, dancing around the room, completely healed. We left that day and never had another problem since. And what has been so phenomenal, because of the type of ministry we have and the message we preach, we're seeing the creative miracles that Jesus spoke about, from eardrums being recreated to degenerate bone conditions reversing to regenerate supernatural conditions.
You have supernatural faith. That's why I so love this book, because I think from your heavenly revelations and the miracles, all that, so many miracles you've seen, you wrote this book, How to Receive Your Miracle.
Yes.
It's what God's taught you over this period of time. Tell me about that Asian girl that was deaf.
Well, you know, there are certain cures, certain areas of ailments that we get a lot of success in. One of them is deafness. It's not the only one. But when the gift is flowing, and I sense the anointing here,
yes,
on the set,
yes,
there are 9 out of 10 deaf people will be healed. Recently, in a meeting that I was at, about 14 people just started seeing the deaf here. So 9 of them or so, or 8 of them, just ran up, took their hearing aids off without any prayer, and just said, I'm tired of being deaf, and began to hear. And so this young lady, Joel, I believe it is, in Singapore.
Joelle.
In Singapore. I believe she was born deaf in one of her ears. And
Let's take a look at Joelle right now.
Her ear, is it?
This ear.
What is your name?
Joelle.
He opened her ear in the name of Jesus, and thank you for healing from asthma.
Christian, tell me about this person. This sounds phenomenal. This lady without a spine?
Mary Hines in Richmond, Virginia. We were there 2 weeks in crusade with our crusade band. And the first evening, I believe it was, of the meeting,
yeah,
the news media was out, and Mary Hines was there in a wheelchair. I had no idea what was wrong with her, but I preached the Word of God, and all of a sudden this tangible creative anointing came, and gift of faith rose up in me. So I walked up and asked, what's wrong with you? She said, well, I have no spine.
I'll tell you what, a picture's worth a thousand words. Let's take a look at that.
She couldn't turn.
here in the wheelchair two nights ago?
Yes.
How long have you been in that wheelchair?
About 32 years.
And what was wrong with you?
Well, I had no spine.
She had no spine. Who told you that you didn't have a spine?
The doctor did, but God healed me.
Christian, if you thought that the presence of God was strong before go for it right now. Pray
there
for people.
There is a wave of the creative anointing of God in this studio. And Master, I thank you right now. Every kind of skeletal condition, degenerate bone disease, any kind of cancerous bone problem or marrow problem, I take authority over it. I loose this wave of glory that we tangibly sense right here on its supernatural. I release also the opening of the deaf ears and the healing of jaw conditions, a torn rotator cuff, be healed in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now that the arthritis and rheumatism, bursitis, and any other kind of skeletal bone condition is being made whole right now. Now, in the name of the Lord, I thank you for straightening out that back from scoliosis and healing those hips in Jesus' mighty name. We give you praise, Master. You're the creator. And we thank you right now that the brazos say to your anointing is healing people all over, right in their homes, right where they're at, in Jesus' mighty name.
And right now, right where you're at, you've been experiencing pain. You don't know what it is. You don't know what's going on with you, but you're in pain constantly. Right now, right where you're at, Jesus has given you the power, has given you the authority over the spirit of pain.
Yes.
I will agree with you right now. We take authority over the spirit of pain in your body. He is cast out.
Yes.
He can't go to anyone else in your family. He can't go to anyone else in your house, anyone else you know. He's cast out. He
yes.
cannot touch you any longer. And just begin to move. Move those arms around, move
yes.
those legs around.
Yes.
Don't sit down. Get up and begin to move. Dance in your kitchen. Dance
Hallelujah.
In your living room. Just praise God right where you're at, because the spirit of pain has left you.
Hallelujah.
Right now you are free indeed. You are free in Jesus. Hallelujah.
And let me tell you something. It is absolutely essential you do something.
Yes.
Do something. Get up. Jump up and down. Why don't you run like these people right now are running to the altar?